So I've been holding back for over a year now, and I'm really surprised I lasted this long, because I've been waiting for this opportunity for a very long time, but today I'm opening up the floodgates. Today I'm finally going to do it. I'm going to reference the Lord of the Rings in a homily. Yes, I am one of those people. So be ready, because now there's no going back. And if you have not seen every movie or read the books and want to understand my homilies for the next year, you better get started. The scene I want to reference comes very early in the first film, when the character Bilbo Baggins, a great name, is about to leave his home and go to the land of the elves, which is often in the movie an allegory for paradise. Now, for years, Bilbo has been in possession of the One Ring, which I happen to have right here. The Ring of Power, which lets him turn invisible and even gives him long life. Now, sadly, this ring does not possess such power, as despite wearing it, Father Dennis has caught me eating his ice cream. But one of the consequences of having this ring, though, is that it slowly corrupts the one who possesses it. And they become so attached to this little ring that they can think of nothing else. The ring slowly becomes a terrible burden, despite its small size. And there's so much in this scene that I want to get into, but I'm going to restrain myself and get to the point. For there's a moment when Bilbo is standing in the doorway, about to leave for this land of paradise, and he is confronted with whether or not he will keep the ring or leave it behind. And he stands there, looking at this tiny ring in the palm of his hand, and his face is this incredible mix of determination to get rid of the ring and desperation to keep it. You can see in his face that this is something that he deeply loves and hates at the same time. He realizes the pivotal moment he is in. This is it. He has put off this moment for a long time, and now he must choose. Will he keep the ring forever, or will he let it go? Decisive music builds up, and Bilbo slowly turns his hand and let the ring falls. When it hits the ground, and this is brilliant directing, the ring does not bounce or land lightly as a normal ring would do. No, it impacts the ground with tremendous force, with a thud, and just stays still. A sign of the emotional and spiritual weight it bore on Bilbo. Bilbo turns, he walks out the door with his walking stick, and then he pauses and says, "I've thought of an ending to my book." And he lived happily ever after, to the end of his days. In our readings today, we are once again confronted with a choice we keep putting off. Jesus said, "Follow me. Follow me." And we keep putting this choice off because we know that there are things we will have to give up, we will have to let go, and we are not sure if we can do that or even want to do it. So we spend our whole life staring at that thing in our hand and wonder if it's worth letting go. And maybe it's not even something big. For as Bilbo realized, even the small things can weigh quite heavy. What is the ring we need to leave behind? That thing we both love and hate. That thing we are determined to keep and desperate to get rid of. Because until we do, we will never be able to live happily ever after. Like the man in the gospel, we will say, "I will follow you, Lord, but first, and then we come up with reasons. You know, once things settle down, I'm just really busy. I've heard that a lot of that from my siblings. I'll come back to the church once my life is figured out. And I'm thinking, well, if that's the case, I better take a break from this church thing, because I certainly don't have it figured out. But St. Paul says in the second reading, you were called for freedom, brothers and sisters. Freedom. That's the question, that pivotal moment when Bilbo was holding the ring. Is he free enough to let it go? Because that ring has been beneficial for him to a point. It's given him comfort, long life, can turn invisible. But as St. Paul says, it comes at the cost of his spirit. It's a heavy price. Are we free enough to follow Christ? And if not, what needs to go? What needs to go? The strange thing about freedom is we really don't know it until we have it. Bill would not know how heavy the ring was until he dropped it. He did not even know it was possible to have a happy ending. And yet this question is a question that we cannot avoid anymore. Our culture will not allow it. With the overturning of Roe versus Wade, we can no longer put this question off. Now more than ever, we need to show that we do not only believe in Christ, we follow him. The work has just begun, and we will leave behind everything to do so. Because we know what our Lord says, that no one who looks to what is left behind is fit for the kingdom of God. It is only when we leave it behind without looking back that we will know the ending of our book, the ending of Christ's book, that we will live happily ever after until the end of our days.